B-Pod Studios.
Put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louis has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-942-9790. That's 800-942-9790. 800-942-9790 or visit xtracnow.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
It's no secret the way we shop and where we shop is changing. Sometimes the adventure of shopping is half the fun. At Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, shopping still is an exciting adventure. Come and see the newly upgraded facilities. 75 indoor stores, 500 outdoor vendors on the weekend, family fun night every Friday evening with activities and events, plus a great variety of restaurants and food options. Berlin Farmers Market truly has something for everyone. Open Thursday through Sunday. Berlin Farmers Market, where shopping is an adventure.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
2019 is going to be the year you get it together, right? Join that gym. Start that diet. Nah. How about getting out of that job and into a career? There are 2 million unfilled cybersecurity positions in the U.S. right now, and My Computer Career is training people to help fill them. No IT experience or education? No problem. This is all we do, and we do it in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. mycomputercareer.edu.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's, Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your favorite sporting events, including the big game. Harrah's, Philadelphia. Bet, party, win, repeat. HarrahsPhilly.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Goodbye, January.
Hello.
300 Jeeps, cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps, cheap.
And a grand in your hand
during Owner Appreciation Month.
That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps, cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, and more Rams.
Zero down.
Plus a grand in your hand.
It's official.
300 Jeeps, cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
As easy auto credit, just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Goodbye, January.
Hello.
Zero down and a grand in your hand.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Zero down to a qualified client.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps, cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, Rams, and more Rams.
Hello.
Zero down.
Plus a grand in your hand.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go! WPEN.
Mike Missanelli show on a rain. What a rain like crazy last night, man. Windy, trash cans flying all over the place. Dog went out for like 3 seconds. A little too wet for me. Boom, right back in, and proceeded to leave a little deposit in my office.
Oh,
yeah. She doesn't this like morning. She doesn't like the rain either.
Well, not when it was coming down in buckets.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she probably had nowhere to go for shelter.
Yeah.
So she just went out, did a little lap, came back, but then proceeded. And I walked into my office and I saw a little,
a present, a package.
Yeah. And now, like, the cleaning people are coming. So the cleaning people knock at the door at the same time I find the poop. So I go, I can't leave the poop with the cleaning people now. I said, can you come back in 15 minutes? And they go, yeah. So I got to get a spatula, and because it was soft, and I had, and then I had to scrub the thing with detergent stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't let the cleaning people clean the poop.
No,
that would have been rude, right? To leave the poop there.
Yes, yeah, that's outside of I think their jurisdiction.
All right, 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. One open line, 610-632-0975. Aaron of the grievances, whether you have grievances with coaches, players, me, Tyrone, Natalie, anybody. And also we're playing the college game. I'm going to give you a college. Give me the first three names associated with that college. A little fun exercise, barroom exercise. Patrick Mayfair, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on, Pat?
Hey, Tyrone, don't let Mike get on you, because Mateen Cleaves was the first one I thought of, too. Him and Mo Pete.
Mo Pete, how do you not think of Magic Johnson?
Because he's so old, and he cares about Magic Johnson.
He's like the king of Michigan State.
Not anymore.
All right.
Mateen Cleaves is the me and Tyrone.
Mateen Cleaves.
I'm calling about, I just got to address the Philly, the Sixers fans. Man.
Okay, all right.
Ben Simmons thing.
Uh-huh.
Don't they get that Ben Simmons is averaging almost a triple-double? And it doesn't matter if he shoots jumpers. He can drive.
It matters a little bit. But it shouldn't really matter to the extent where you hate the player.
Mike, because listen, no, I love Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now I'm talking about the other people who find a way to dislike him because he doesn't shoot.
And you know what will happen? Oh, if he starts shooting jumpers over smaller players, they'll cry about that. They'll be like, oh, he should be driving on them. He should be driving on them. They just can't take, Philly fans just can't take good things.
It's not, I hear what you're saying, Patrick, because the dominance that he displays in doing what he does is so overwhelming that the secondary part of that complaint about him not shooting, it's meaningful, but it's only slightly meaningful now.
It's irrelevant because the dude's almost having a triple-double on a
It's not quite irrelevant, but it's not like something you should be overly obsessed with right now.
But do you agree with me that if he did shoot jumpers over smaller guys that are defending him, that they'll cry that he's not driving?
No, because the way it would come out would be, here's the most maddening part of the Ben Simmons thing for me. He comes flying down and they back off and he's got a 12 footer like right there and he decides to pull it out because they've backed off. They've cut off his lane to the basket. Instead of shooting the 12 footer, he'll back it out. That's what's most maddening about the whole thing. It's not that he doesn't shoot three-pointers. It's that particular situation where he's flying up the court and he's got everybody on their heels because he's so fast and so big. And so they back and they go, all right, well, he's going to the basket. That's bad. And they try to wall it and he's got a 12-footer and it's a stop-pop. It's a stop-pop-bang is what it is.
And if he does that shot, then they don't back up in future trips, and then he drives right by him and gets all the way to the cup.
Now, that's maddening to me. I get it, but then I forget about that moment because four other moments, he's taking the ball the length of the floor with a dazzling move to the basket. So I forget easily about that 12-footer.
I mean, he had 15 assists last night, and there's still people who called some of the previous shows and said he's not a point guard.
Yeah.
Well, what does the guy have to do sometimes?
Max at the Turnpike. Max, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Max.
What's going on?
What's up, Max?
Fan of the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Two grievances, both surrounding Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Ben Simmons haters. I don't know about, my memory's not great, but I remember Rondo when he was with Boston couldn't shoot at all, and they still won a championship with him. And he was a great player. So I don't think he needs to shoot, and I think he'll be okay. If it comes, I think it's icing on the cake.
Well, it's a matter of his total greatness. Rondo will never reach the greatness that Ben Simmons can reach. So that's what, when people look at him, they go, to be the greatest of a great, you have to have that dimension in your game. And they're right. They're right. I mean, LeBron didn't become the greatest until he really started making shots that way.
That's true. But before he gets to the jump shot, I think he got to work on finishing better like LeBron does. Because he misses too many layups for me. He's like point blank at the basket.
Yeah, he sometimes gets careless and gets caught in the air without a purpose and then flips it up, which is like a chance shot instead of a certainty shot.
I just don't think, because Rondo wasn't shooting at all when they won that championship with Boston, because he couldn't shoot. And he would try and just shoot up brick.
But he had other shooters on that team, so he got away with it. Sixers don't nearly have as many shooters as that Boston team had.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have as many. Yeah. And my second grievance was, I'm agreeing with the rotation. Brett Brown drives me crazy. And really, I think he played Ben too little. Like, why is he sitting so long in the fourth quarter? He's a young guy. I never see him sweat. I never see him get tired, really. I mean, we all recognize when Joel Embiid gets tired. You can see it. I've never seen Ben get tired like
that. I was stomping around my living room. I swear to God, I was literally stomping around my living room with the lineup. Yeah, it was less than 5 minutes in the game.
I was like, oh my, and they were losing at that. So it's like,
they were losing at the time. And he had TJ, Bolden, and Brewer on the floor.
Right. And, just like, and then he pulled off the win, so I can't really criticize him too much. But we know that line ain't going to work against Boston, Toronto. Not having him. But we'll have Jimmy back too. So maybe everything's in the play here. But it was driving me crazy.
I got you, man. I got you. All right, man. You want to play a college game?
Yep, sure.
All right, let's go with Notre Dame. Na, 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 na. Notre Dame, first three to come to your head.
Golden Tate. I should know more than Notre Dame. Ayers, the basketball player. Ayers? Yeah, Ayers. Ayers went to high school with my brother. Jumped out of academy. So I remember I know Ayers pretty well.
I can't give you Ayers. Come on, man. Come on, brother. That's Randy Ayers' kid.
Yeah, Randy Ayers' kid.
What
do you call my brother?
You're out for that. Come on, man. All due respect to the kid. He went to Notre Dame, that kid?
I don't know.
Randy Ayers' kid went to Germantown Academy. I remember. I can't remember what college he went to because he really didn't become an impactful player in college. Nice player. But I can't give him that for Notre Dame. My God.
No, what was the three?
He said Golden Tate was his first one, too.
Well, he's just with the Eagles, so I can see that.
Yeah, you can't go Golden Tate. You got to go deep.
I went, my first one was Rocket Ismail.
Rocket would be a great way to start. Rocket's a great way to start.
Tim Brown was second.
Tim Brown would be a good way to start.
And then it was all. And then it went Lou Holtz. It just went bang, bang, bang. Yeah, it just went bang, bang, bang.
See, I went Rocket.
Yeah.
I went Rick Meyer.
Oh, Rick Meyer.
And I went Ricky Waters.
Oh, yeah. Running Ricky Waters, yeah. Played flanker for a year for them.
There you go. Aaron in Bluebell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, how you been?
What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I definitely enjoy you for years since when you were at the Inquirer, but I wanted to have a grievance against you if I could.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's grievance day.
I know you don't like to talk hockey. You don't need to tell me how you don't like to talk hockey.
Love to talk hockey.
So let me just ask you.
Talk hockey all day over seven beers.
No. I got you. My point is, if you don't want to talk hockey, when you do actually bring up hockey, you're very almost dismissive and cute and, you know, trying to, like, almost poke fun at Flyers fans, which is really, I don't understand the need for that. I mean, if you don't want to talk hockey, don't talk about it. But when we do bring it up, the only voice of reason there is Tyrone.
You know why I do it, because hockey fans have been insane for years in this town, and you're
Michael,
one of them.
You know what? It's you know, the Sixers have been down for a longer period of time than the Flyers were, but people talk about it because they're interested. There are people that are interested in it. They're not going to come to your station to talk about it, but why do you need to take the stage? What do you get out of it?
Because hockey fans piss me off. And you know why they do? Because they stand for stuff. They
stand for anything.
They stand for mediocrity. You're in the minority. You know your brethren. Your brethren has stood by and been conned by an organization for years and years and years with this Flyer brand that never changes. That's what pisses me off.
I'm glad you got it off your chest, but my grievance is that you made that point, but you need to almost like get dismissive and don't
yeah, because that's the only way I can humiliate you into changing your fandom.
What's that?
I'm trying to humiliate you into changing and getting harder with it. To examine it harder.
Let me go the other way. You're a sports talk host on the station that carries the team. Why don't you get harder on it? Why don't you go after
Because people aren't as interested.
Like
Aaron, listen to me. We have
Michael,
a pie chart
your
here.
I've called your station and made comments and you disagree.
Aaron, listen. We have a pie chart here, right?
What's that? We
have a pie chart. Okay, and when you do sports talk radio, you judge people's interest.
Michael, I
there aren't that many people that are interested in
my grievance. When you do decide to talk hockey, instead of spending the time being dismissive and look down your nose to your hatred, why don't you spend the 2 minutes a day you talk about it and go after them? Like I wish
I
you would.
I go after them all the time. I've been going after them for 20 years. What are you? I'm the only guy that goes after them. Most of the media that covers the Flyers, and this is my other grievance. Grew up as Flyer fans. Grew up with the mentality that the Flyers do nothing wrong. They're just happy to be there. These are people that cover the team. People that cover the team are supposed to cause the consternation when an organization is underachieving. They don't do that. That's what ticks me off. Tyron, you've been with me for a long time. You know my hockey stance.
I do. And I think that your hockey stance, you're trying to uplift Flyer fandom.
I'm trying to get them to look at it instead of with orange glasses. That's what the fan base has done for years. You put on orange glasses. No other organization puts on colored glasses for their organization. Because that's the way the organization changes, with public pressure. And finally, there's getting some public pressure. That's why they made changes. That's why they fired a Flyer hero in Ron Hextall. Got rid of the coach, got some new blood in here. But they still have too many Flyer holdovers to make a difference.
Now that's the part where we'll find out. You could be wrong about that. They haven't had an offseason yet. That's fair, Mike. You have to let them have a trade deadline and an offseason to see if that's different. If nothing happens, then you're right. But they may do something this summer. You're saying that without evidence, that last part. Everything you said up until that last part.
Doesn't change unless fresh eyes come into it.
Right, well, they got a new GM. Let's see.
Not enough. It's still being run by a Flyer guy.
You don't think he's going to change the scouts and stuff after the draft like all these guys do? They can't do it midstream because then those scouts leak out your stuff to the other team. Nobody fires scouts in season. They fire the scouts right after the draft. Let's see what he does. That's the only part I disagree. Everything you said up until that point, I agree. But you got to at least let the GM make a move.
All right, I'll make a move. I'll
or not.
All right, I'll watch. I'm in a holding pattern right now with the Flyers. I'm just telling. He asked me why I am the way I am when it comes to the Flyers.
No, and I agree
with
that. I
want the Flyers to be better. That's why. Why do you think I do it? Because I want them to be worse? I'm tired of the mediocrity.
It would be fun for us to be able to have a real cup run. We haven't had that in a long time. It would be very fun selfishly, and it would be unselfishly for the people. I would love to be able to right now be mixing in some hockey talk with the Sixers, but if we did, it would be suicide on the phones. Phew, nothing.
It's going to Jerry in Upper Darby. Jerry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Jerry?
Tyrone. Calling in. One little grievance, not on you. Love your show. My wife and I listen to you. I call in every now and then. But first, I want to say something that I'm really impressed with. This is going to be the opposite of a grievance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you have consistently and for a long time presented what I would call a balanced
an understanding opinion. And I particularly would reference about a couple of years ago by now, there was a racial incident with one of the Eagles players at a restaurant or something. It really had the airwaves fired up. In your opinion there, I called in and said to you, and I still hold to it, that I thought that show should be played in any race relations get-together. So that's what I want to say.
Was this the Riley Cooper issue?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember the name, but it was just your response to things, and in general. And today, we had a great game last night, the Sixers did, and I saw the final 5 minutes of it. And then your opinion again today, balance. One game, one buzzer-beating win against a strong team does not a season changer necessarily make. It might be, because that's how things go in sports, as I know you know, but it's a balanced opinion. I just want to commend all of you there for creating a space on the airwaves, particularly around racial matters in these, what I'll call troubled times we're living in around this.
I appreciate you saying that. In my opinion, the only way that we're ever going to chip into this racial disharmony is if we talk about it and understand each other. So that's when it happens and a subject happens, I'm always going to talk about it.
Okay. Now my little grievance in sports is I'm a science guy. I'm long retired. I'm in my 70s now, and my big game is pocket pool. No contact sports anymore, okay? But I believe that just every place possible, there should be video review. And I'm, of course, referencing this non-call on pass interference in the Saints-Rams game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just terrible to see that happen. It should have easily been called. I hope that they're going to now incorporate.
I don't want it. I don't want it. It's going to make the game too long. Because then you're going to start. What's the next step? Holding. Let's reveal whether it was a holding or not. It's going to make the game nonsense. This is what people are overreacting to this one call. Now the whole system has to be changed. And once you change that, okay, that's reviewable. Well, so is holding. That's going to now be reviewable. And every little nuance of the game is then going to be reviewable. And it's going to make the game 4.5 hours, and it's not going to be as fun.
I agree with you, Mike.
You do?
I actually agree. You can't make it reviewable. But what I think needs to happen is the referees should have a press conference after games, playoff games only. Only playoff games, and they should have to answer for specific calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would make the fan base feel better without slowing down the game.
So if that guy came to a press conference after the game and said, you know, in retrospect, I saw the video, I blew it, that would be okay?
Yeah.
Or would that make the Saints feel even worse?
It would make the Saints feel even worse, but it takes away anybody saying that it's crooked. Like the fact that the NFL hasn't made a statement has bothered people, and not just Saints fans. I don't know why. I don't know what people want the league to make a statement, because usually at the end of games, they do their report and say, this call was right, that call was wrong. They have it for this game. Transparency is always better. So I agree with you on the review, but those refs should be accountable just like a player, especially for that play. He should explain why.
There is a presumption, though, that they only make bad calls. When in fact, these guys are looking at all these big colliding fast bodies, making the right call 93% of the time.
And that's where I disagree.
All right.
I don't think they are that accurate.
All right. How many times have you looked at it? Yeah, that was a good call. When you first said, that's a bad call, and then you see the replay, you go, you know what, that was a pretty good
call. That's 75%.
All right, and they do it in real time.
Yeah, it's
so
75%.
That's why I go, you know what, forget about the officials. It all evens out. It's going to be human error. It's not going to change the outcome of the game unless it's the last second play that decides the game. That's the only complaint that you would have. In that particular case, it didn't decide the game. They still had a chance to lock it down.
I agree with that.
All right. Let's go to Chris. Well, Chris, you hang in there. You'll be our next caller. It's time for a break on the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. give a Twitter poll update at 3:30 on the Mike Missinelli Show, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Over 2,400 votes on this so far. Which team do you have the most grievances against? 10% say Eagles, 9% say Sixers, 16% saying Phillies, and still 65% with the Flyers.
65% the Flyers. Mm-hmm. I got some grievances with the Phillies right now. I got to be honest with you.
So do I.
People letting Phillies off the hook. Should be more grievances.
Yeah.
They're kicking dust.
Yeah, what are they doing? Dodgers made a move today. If they're not going to get Harper, they went and got an outfielder, a righty, to fill in with that lefty heavy lineup that they had going. What are Phillies doing?
Yeah, I got you, man.
And look how much they pay McCutchen now compared to what everybody else is getting. They paid him too much, which means they may not have an idea what the market actually is out there. Uh-huh. That troubles me that they don't have the market cold because they paid him too much if you compare him to younger other players. So I'm concerned.
I am too.
All right.
I'm concerned. What are they right now? Like right now, without those two signings, what are they? Can they contend?
Absolutely not. They can't contend. They're third place.
Yeah, right. So, like, when we're talking about the Sixers, the only thing that matters is whether they can get to the top of the East. So, when you're talking about the Phillies, the only thing that we can talk about is whether they can beat the Braves and contend in a division.
They can't beat the Nationals
the
either. They're not better than the Nationals either.
That's what I'm saying. And then we get the same. See, this is the thing that bugs me when, I have my opinion on certain players, whether they can play, and pitchers, whether they can pitch. And now we're back with the same Velasquez, Pivetta.
What you call him.
Eichhoff.
What do you call him?
Pivagita.
There you go.
Pivetta, Eichhoff. Velasquez. We're back to now we're touting these guys again.
Yeah, saying they're FIP.
Right.
Says that they're really good.
Right. There's this analytical stat that says they're really good. And they're... Maybe it's me. I think I got a feel for who can pitch and who can't. And these guys are inconsistent pitchers who they have to improve in that rotation.
Do you trust Arrieta as a two? I don't think he's a two anymore.
I don't trust Arrieta anymore.
So there you go. You got one guy.
Chris in West Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, Chris?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, my grievances. I had two grievances, both Sixers related. One is Brett Brown's and how he controls the minutes and how these guys play. I agree with you earlier. I don't know why Landry Shamet and T.J. McConnell and all them other people are playing with 3 or 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. It's going to cost them one day, and B goes to set six in a bench.
Well, Shamet can at least make a three, right? I'm looking at their lineup last night. It's down now. I'm looking at it at Bellinelli made that corner jump shot, right? At 4:55. That made it 115 to 109. On the floor, they had Bolden, Corey Brewer, TJ McConnell, Shamet, and Chandler, I think. So it took that 3-point shot for him to then come back. JJ substituted for Shamet and B for McConnell, Simmons for Bolden. Well, there's 4:54 left in the game. You shouldn't need a timeout to make the substitutions.
Absolutely.
It's not cutting time at that point. Get your squad out there.
Right. Yeah, it's going to bite him in the butt one day, man. I just hope, he finds something. And I guess he likes it. He sticks with it. I see it every day. I watch.
I don't know if it's too much to ask my main guys to play the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too much to ask, You know what I mean? Other grievance was Ben Simmons and his decision-making. I mean, he's getting rebounds running 90 of the 94 feet, and then he's looking to pass, and it always ends up, or not always, but 8 times out of 10, ends up in a turnover.
Yeah, he's in a hurry. Sometimes he just needs to slow it down. Because he's always in a hurry.
You got to know who's on the
His court. Mindset is the hurrier he is, the better he gets to the basket. That's his mindset.
Absolutely.
But there's some times where he gets trapped in the air and it's no good.
Right, yeah. Him running down the court is good when Embiid's on the court because, Embiid's trailing anyway.
Yeah, and then it's the bailout pass. Bailout pass that gets picked off.
Absolutely.
All right, man. You want to play the college game?
Yeah, that's actually why I called up. I've been debating to call up the first.
All right, I'm gonna give you a college.
Give me a little hard college, Mike. I'm a college fanatic.
All right, guys.
All the ones you've been naming.
Here we go. All right, let me go with this one then. Boston College.
Matt Ryan, Mark Erzlich.
Mark who? Mark Herzlick?
Yeah.
I can't give you Mark Herzlick. Come on, man. I know he's a local dude. Come on, no.
I played against him in high school.
I know. Well, that's why you brought him up. He's not a big enough name overall. Now, I'll give you Ryan.
All right. How about this, then? A.J. Dillon.
No. I can't give you A.J. Dillon. Come on. You asked me to challenge you, and I challenged you. You're coming up short.
I'm naming people that...
A.J. Dillon. Come on.
Dillon's in the running for the Heisman, at least at the start of the year.
Stop.
He's a top three running back in ACC.
Come on. Legendary Boston College people. Come on.
Don Brown.
You came up short. You came up short. You asked me to challenge you. You came up short. Got it, Tyrone.
No, what's the first one that came to your mind?
John Bagley.
John Bagley. You know what came? Flutie came to mind.
Doug Flutie's great.
Yeah,
one.
Flutie was my number one.
I went basketball back in the old day for like Big East Day. I went John Bagley.
That's a good one. BC's weird. Matt Ryan was second, but I'm surprised that he didn't think Flutie. I mean, isn't that the most legendary play?
He went with a guy he played with, right?
Yeah. Which is cool, I guess.
Yeah. All right, you ready? You ready for another bust out? The second one that came to my mind? Dana Barros.
That's a good one. Dana Barros.
Dana Barros is a good one.
That is a good one.
So you can go Flutie, Dana Barros, John Bagley was dominant. Don't you remember him? He was like pudgy, like a pudgy guard in old Big East. He used to score at will.
No.
John Bagley. You don't remember John Bagley?
No. That's a hole.
John Bagley.
I'm going to YouTube it when I get home. That's whenever you do this topic or you talk about things like this, I end up spending hours on YouTube looking up the old-time guys.
Look at his stats on Google. John Bagley. He was a dominant Big East player when BC was viable.
I'll look it up.
All right, let's go Malik in Audubon. Malik, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Malik.
Malik, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Malik?
Great, man. I got a couple grievances, but I first wanted to start it off. The anonymous sources thing is the biggest mystery since... Paulie told Johnny Sack about the joke about his wife.
Yeah, well, you know, that was that Ralphie. That was a bad...
right.
Anonymous source.
The grievances I got, it just with the media and Philly as a whole.
Uh-huh.
Not you, though, but just media-wise. Like,
well, I can explain that. What do you mean, media-wise?
All right. Like, I like how you interviewed the guy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it to him. He's about to give up on his guy and throw the flag on his guy. I like it that. You know, if you tell your stories, my grievance would be, won't you write a story for us? I know you got a full-time job, but let us see what you do because I like it.
You want to see me write a story?
I want to see you write you don't work for the newspaper, but you can give a story and they can submit it, right?
I guess I could if I was so inclined. My writing career is focused on this novel I want to write now, so I don't know if I have time
That's a good thing. Well, I'll do the comedy.
Yeah, the writing got sapped out of me of 15 years worth of writing
to
one deadline.
Even the holiday thing. Like, you ain't got no pics. You went for the juggler with that one. You had people riled up by the Roy Holiday.
From a journalist standpoint is what I was trying to do. It's like, it's part of the narrative of the story. It doesn't define anything. It's just a complete...
It should have been in there.
Yeah, just like a sentence. Oh, by the way, he died in the plane crash and toxicology reports said he was under the influence. I mean, it's not trying to take away from it. He's a Hall of Famer. He's in the first ballot Hall of Fame, but it's part of the whole story.
All right, I'm with you. That's the type of journalism I like. I'm on the air.
Yeah.
I'll take a college question.
You want a college question? All right, let's go with that. I'll give you an easy one. You got to give me five, though. North Carolina.
All right. James Worthy. Michael Jordan, Jerry Stackhouse, Mitch Trubisky. That's a good one.
It's Trubisky. Wow.
my last one.
Tyler Hansbarough.
All right, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. That's a good five. I'll give you credit for that.
Whenever North Carolina comes up, it should be a Vince Carter comes up quick for me. And for some reason, Perkins always jumps right up. Sam Perkins. I don't know why, but he does.
John Bagley, Big East Player of the Year, 20.4 points. Next year, 21.1. Uh-huh. Dominant score.
Scoring. College?
Yeah. He was
40 minutes?
I think he was like, let me see. 6 foot. He had to be over 200 pounds. It says 6 foot, 185. But he could bully people.
Look at that.
All right, let's go Pat Mayfair. All right, Pat, you'll be next. We got two open lines. College game is fun, so climb on. 610-622-0975. I'm waiting for Anthony to chime in. I used to play this game with Anthony all the time over several beers. And we go back and forth on the schools. We're back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 347, Mike and Snyder Show. You know, the funny thing about playing the college game is that you think of the, like, really obvious ones after you spout off the ones that come to your top of your head. Like, how did we forget Notre Dame, Joe Montana?
I know. I saw
like, Joe Montana, we forgot.
I didn't think of him. I didn't.
And BC, Mike Mamola.
Didn't think of him either.
And Mike Mamola.
I know.
And some hockey guy tweeted in, Johnny Gaudreau. The local kid went to BC.
That's a good name. Oh, somebody else said with BC, there was one other guy, Keekly.
Luke Keekly's a good one. Yeah,
that's one that we should have, should have came to mind. Yeah.
Mark Zumoff is going to join us at 5 o'clock. I just wrote down my top five fave Zooms.
All right.
Unfinished business.
Yes.
Locking all windows and doors.
Yep.
Loose change.
Yeah.
Turning garbage into gold.
Yeah.
Fighting the good fight.
I like that. Yes. He's aware of it. He had his 25th anniversary celebration.
He did. We'll talk about that with him coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. In the meantime, talk to Pat Mayfair. Pat, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Pat.
Hey.
What's up, Pat?
Mark Zumoff is the main, for one.
Yes, he is.
Two, Notre Dame, Jerome Bennis, Ricky Waters, Bobby Taylor, Brady Quinn. Jeff Samardzija?
Yeah, he had some time to think about it.
My God, no, I've been, that's off the top of the head, and Luke Kuechly, oh my God, but I'm just calling to play the college game, too.
I had Ricky in his top three.
Yeah,
you make your sixth appointment. We just can't play the game. This is not just the game. You got to have something to say.
Well, I called earlier, and Nicole cut off, so I called back to play the game. I was talking about Ben Simmons.
Oh.
Dean Cleaves. I was that caller.
Yeah, all right, well, let's go, I don't remember it. So, like, you know, the object of it is you can call, we're talking about the subjects and, you know, grievances and all this kind of stuff. And at the end, if I'm so inclined, I'll give you a college game.
You have to earn the college game.
To earn the college game, exactly. Jordan, King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Hey, how you doing today, man?
What's up, Jordan?
How do you see the Nick Foles situation playing out?
How do I see it playing out?
Yeah,
I think they will offer him, they'll pick up the option. His agent will buy out of it. At the time they pick up the option, they will try to find a viable trade partner with the agent. If not, they'll buy out of it and they'll let him go and they'll get the compensatory pick.
A compensatory pick, that ends up being...
What? Third rounder, 2020, somewhere in there.
Well,
how do you see it playing?
Because that's not much.
How do you see it playing out? What would you do?
Just send him to the Jaguars so he can be with DeFilippo, right?
Well, I mean, that's a possible trade partner. I mean, but they would first have to pick up the option.
Yeah.
Right, and make the trade. Now, at that point, would Jacksonville take a player who was making $20 million for one-on-one-year deal?
Yeah. I haven't looked at their roster. I don't know who's...
Yeah, but that's what they would have to do. And, you know, I don't know what their cap space is. It's a $20 million quarterback they would have to have for next year.
I wouldn't want him in the same division, too, you know?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Well.
Yeah, why would you care about that?
I don't know.
You know, it's funny. People say that. They really, like, when you think about it, like, what does that matter? He's playing in the same division. All right, you want to play a college game, bro? You seem speechless.
Sure.
Yeah, you're there. All right, let's go with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald, excellent.
Yes, sir. I should know more than
One of the all-time quarterbacks. The all-time quarterbacks.
Dan Marino.
There you go, Dan Marino.
That's two. All right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know much about Pittsburgh basketball.
Oh, man. See, the Pittsburgh basketball had a very famous era. Send it in, Jerome! You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Can we get a send it in, Jerome? Can we pull that up? Send it in, Jerome? Because I can tell you that whole team, because I covered that era. So that was the backcourt. Jason Matthews, Sean Miller, Charles Smith, Jerome Lane, Demetrius Gore. Bang!
Oh! Oh! Send it in, Jerome!
There it was. Send it in, Jerome. Jerome Lane, a forward for Pitt, broke the backboard in a game.
He crushed it.
And that was the... Bill Raftery, send it in, Jerome.
Shady.
Of course, Shady. Forgot about Shady.
I thought when he got Fitzgerald and you helped him with Reno, he would get to Shady. Shady's, yeah.
How about the Tony Siragusa? Did he play at Pitt? Siragusa played at Pitt?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Siragusa played at Pitt.
But another Tony did.
How about Hugh Green?
Yes, Tony Dorsett.
Oh, we forgot Tony Dorsett. Damn. All right, let's go. Dan in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Mikey Miss, what's going on?
What's going on, Dan?
So I have two grievances, both with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what are they doing? But I mean, I know it's off season, but like the pitchers and catchers report in what, 3 weeks? Where's Harper at?
It's a good question. And they're playing a very dangerous game. It's like Russian roulette they're playing, they're spinning the chamber. I don't like it. I'm telling you, this deal should have been closed a long time ago. Here it is, $350 million, 10 years. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. Or we should have found out whether or not we're getting him, because if we're not, we could be using this time to get multiple people for different positions.
Well, like who? There's no multiple people out there.
Well, I guess not now because people.
Yeah, I mean, and these are the difference makers you have to get. You can't just get regular people and expect you're going to win a division. You need impact players.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're sitting on their hands.
They're afraid to negotiate against themselves, which I say fooey. How can anybody turn down $350 million 10 years? You can't. It's impossible for either one of those guys to turn down that contract.
Again, the White Sox only offered Machado what, like?
Well, that's a rumor. I don't really know how much they offered him. But the point is, if you really want a guy, let's go. Enough to nickel diamond. 350, 10 years. It's going to cost you that, so get him.
Yeah, no, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. One more grievance, too.
Go ahead.
So they're stuck on $4.7 million with Aaron Nola, and he's asking for $6.5. Why are they not? Just give the man the $6.5. He's earned every penny of it.
It's a good question why. Normally these things will never go to arbitration. At the last minute, they'll come to a settlement, and they'll split the difference. They're just posturing right now.
I guess, but that's the one guy I wouldn't want to, you know, play around with.
Yeah, I got you. All right, you want to play a college game?
I'm not the best at college, but I'll give it a try.
Right, I mean, if I give you, like, a real easy college. So let's go with Miami.
Miami. I don't know.
You don't know it can't get one from Miami?
Not, no.
Really? Oh, that's disappointing, man. Well, I got three that just came right to me.
All right.
Sap.
Yeah.
Portis.
Mm-hmm.
Testaverde.
Those are great ones. What about, didn't Burrow go there?
Who?
Burrow.
Pat Burrell. Yeah, Pat Burrell did go there.
Pat Burrell.
I wouldn't put him in the top three. No, that's pretty good. Pat Burrell.
But Andre Johnson.
Frank Gore.
Yeah, Frank Gore. They had a lot of good players, man.
Michael Irvin.
Oh, man. Jerome.
Jerome Brown.
Look at that team.
Uh-huh.
They've had all the best. Will Fork.
Vince Wilfork, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. 610-632-0975. Come back in the 4 o'clock hour. We're having some fun today, Thursday. 5K a day also coming up. Somebody has a chance to win $1,000 when I give a keyword right on the other side. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.